Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Aleph, Omid Aleph, and we begin with the last words of Kuf Omid Beis. We're still in Simin Samach Vav, learning the halachas of interrupting during the Kriya Shema. And the Mechaber in Sif Vav starts and says, Im posak mipnei hayira o hakavod, achash amar emes. If a person said Hashem Elokeichem emes, and then had to stop because of saying hello to somebody because of yira or kavod, this is after he said the word Hashem Elokeichem emes, or Oshasiim kodim achazin, or he finished ahead of the chazin. The chazin is davening a little bit slower than he is. He finished Hashem Elokeichem emes, and he's waiting for the chazin to conclude. V'samach Hashem Elokeichem im emes, and he did say Hashem Elokeichem emes as you're supposed to. U'mamtim she'azchil achazin v'shiyomar imo, and he's waiting for the chazin to conclude. Einot tzorich lachzav v'lomar pamacheres emes. He doesn't repeat the word emes after his either interruption in the first part of this mechaber or in the second part when he was waiting. He already said Hashem Elokeichem emes in both situations. He said the word emes, so he doesn't have to repeat it. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph writes that when you mean that you wait over here for the chazan to finish, pirush the ilu im lo shoha mishaskin in la kishachos v'yom remes. If he didn't wait, for example, a person said Hashem lokechem emes, and then he would say emes, we would stop him from doing that. That's improper. We would silence him. Kamo b'shma shma modu modim, as we've already previously explained, one doesn't repeat certain words. Shma. Shma, modim, modim, one doesn't repeat them. But if you just pause, that will be sure. After lo mashtikin le, even though we don't silence him, we don't go and repeat the word emes in that situation. The lama lo lechof lo pam shnia. Why would you think that he has to repeat it? He already said it once. And in any situation where we stopped, for example, all of the things from yesterday's shir where we said the interruption is permitted, so whenever you do have a halachic right to interrupt and stop, the Eza Bracha Mibichas Kriyashma, whether it's in one of the Brachas of Kriyashma or the Kriyashma itself, when you follow back to return, Kishachozer Achakach, when you're up to that now returning to where you left off, Eino Tzarech Lachzer El Latevo Sheposach Mimenu. You only have to go right back to the last word that you said and start with the next word. But Tefillin Shmoneh Esrei will be a little bit different. We'll look in Siman Kuf Dalet Sif Hey to learn that din. The issue footnote number 26 does point out that if you spoke as opposed to just stopping, Yachzor L'Tchilas Inyan, then you go back to the beginning of the Inyan of the subject that the paragraph that you were in from the start of that Inyan, as opposed to exactly the last word that you said. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Eino Omer Omein Achar Goal Yisrael. Mishum the heavy hefsik. A person doesn't respond when the chazan concludes, or as we'll see, even if he himself concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, so he doesn't answer Amen. This is considered a hefsik. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis writes, this is true, Bein Achar Atzmo, Ubein Achar Hashliach Tzibur. This is true, as we'll see, Sfaradim do have the custom where they answer Amen after their own bracha in certain situations. Ashkenazim almost never do this, but the Mechaber is saying over here that you don't answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah explains this is whether you said the Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael and you wanted to answer Amen, or whether the Chazan said Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael and you wanted to answer Amen. We don't answer Amen after that bracha. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel adds that the word Goal Yisrael is Loshon Ovar in the past tense, the one who redeemed us from Mitzrayim. Mishum Dehu Koy Agulas Mitzrayim. It refers to the one who redeemed Israel from Mitzrayim. Avo B'tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, we say Goel Yisrael, which is present, future tense. Mishum Derachmin Inu Mispalel El Ha'osid. We're davening here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in the future to bring about the final Geula Shlema. Footnote Dirshu 27 does bring down that if by accident you messed it up, if a person said in the bracha of Kriyashma Goel Yisrael, the concluding bracha instead of Goal Yisrael, so the Taz brings down that you Yotze bid the Yevid. Furthermore, in Tov Yomar B'tfilah Shmoneh Esrei Goal Yisrael, there already Ruchaim Kanievsky says you're not Yotze. And these halachas will be discussed in more detail in Siman Kuf Yud Tes. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, by Ma'ariv, u'b'marvitz, shenogim lomar, he says, the minog in those days was to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, melech tzur Yisrael, v'goalo, rather than goel Yisrael in Ma'ariv. So he says, nidcha kataz m'oz l'sar. So the Taz had a difficult time trying to explain this, albeit, u'b'dogul m'rovava yeshiv kusha. So the dogul m'rovava does explain all of the problems that the Taz had. However, the minog today, nowadays, mikol mokom, Mipnei kush hazu, because of these concerns and questions, noagu anshei ma'isa lo magam b'ma'ariv is go'al Yisrael. So we say over here, by ma'ariv, go'al Yisrael. I think a moment ago I said go'al Yisrael. By ma'ariv we say go'al Yisrael, just like we do in the morning at the conclusion of the brachos of Kriyashma. We say go'al Yisrael right before the Shemoneh Esrei. So too by ma'ariv, although we have another bracha, Ashkiveinu, we say go'al Yisrael. Not this extended bracha of Melech Tzur Yisrael, the go'alo. Now there are more comments on the Mechaber who says that we never answer Amen to Gal Yisrael. Hagar, the Ramah says, V'yeshomrim da'onin Amen. There are those that say that we should answer Amen. In fact, V'chein no'agin lanos achar shliach tzibur. And the Ramah says, the minig is to, in fact, say Amen after the shliach tzibur says, Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. However, Amol mispala levad, inon amen. If you're by yourself, so then Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, do not answer amen to their own bracha, kilalakam and simen reish tes vav, as we will learn in the future regarding some of the halachos of brachos. So it seems at first blush over here that the Ramah does say that when the Chazan says, Baruch Ato Hashem Ga Yisrael, you are allowed to interrupt and answer amen. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lama Dalet explains this much more in detail. And he writes, Hayesh Omrim, according to this Ramah, Sfirule, the Ramah holds, Dafilu al Birkas Atzmo One. At first blush, he seems to say that a person would even be allowed to answer his own bracha Amen. Kivin Shu Siyum shall say the bracha shall kriyashma, because a concluding bracha of a series of brachos you can answer Amen to. Velo Chashrele lehefsik ben gula tfila. And this doesn't count, it's not considered a hefsik between the gula and the tfila, because you're allowed to answer Amen. It's part of the tfila. And therefore, Kain Kamar Ramah, the Mitzad Echod, and that's why the Ramah says over here that on one point, Min Hagenu Hugam King Kerye Shomrim Hazer, the Lo Chashvinu Lehefsik Ben Gulu Tvila. Technically, we don't consider it a Hefsik, and you could answer Amen. Vial Kain, Noagim Lano Sachar Shliach Tzibur Amen. So at least we have the opinion that we can answer Amen after the Chazit. Avol Mispala Levado Ein Min Hagenu Lano Samein. But Ashkenazim don't answer Amen normally to a bracha, even if it's the conclusion of a series of brachos. We normally don't answer Amen as opposed to the Sfaradim Mudu, as we'll also learn in Simen Reish Tezvav, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here too. And therefore, that explains why the Ramah says you could answer Amen to the bracha Gal Yisrael of the Chazan. In Sivkot Lamed Hey, he adds, however, V'davka im lo hischel adayin apostle shel Hashem svasai tivtoch. The beginning part of the Shemoneh Esrei is the famous words, God, please open up my mouth. Hashem svasai tivtoch. Ufi agiti lasecha. That is considered an intrinsic part of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Mishom va'elech hevit ketvila. And therefore, you certainly can't interrupt in the Shemoneh Esrei to answer Amen to anything. And that's why, if you started saying Hashem svasai tivtoch, you don't answer Amen to Gal Yisrael. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh medaktikim shirotzim lotzeis l'kuliyama. Those people that are zealous in their performance of mitzvos, they're medaktik in their performance of mitzvos, and they want to be yotzei everybody and not get into this controversy, so there's an easy way to get around it. He suggests, umamtinim b'tzur Yisrael, right at the conclusion of the last bracha of the kriyashma of Yatziv and Achon, so you're in Tzur Yisrael, kumra b'ezos Yisrael. So, stop over there. Don't keep on going. And wait till the Chasim finishes and says, Gal Yisrael, ends, remain, and then continue. Oh, B'shira Chadasha. Or stop a little bit early and say, Shira Chadasha, and stop over there. Kidei lanus amen achar shliach tzibur. And this way, you'll answer amen to Gal Yisrael, and then you'll continue, and it won't be a hefsik. However, that is not really a good thing to do. He brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of various Achronim, Vekosu Kol Achronim, he brings down a list in the Shaar Tzion, the El Yerabah, the Primer Godim, Kiddush Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Lush Yisro, the Chayodim, and there are others as well. Shalo Yofeheim Osim. It's improper, incorrect, to pause a little bit before the end of the last bracha of Kriyashma, so you can answer Amen to Gal Yisrael. Why is this so? Because you're in the middle of that bracha, and you're not allowed to answer Amen to anything there. Except for Hakel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfila. Those are the only two amens that we learned previously in Siv Gimel that you're allowed to answer to. So therefore, that wouldn't help you. This Eitz is incorrect. And in addition, you have another problem. You're not allowed to wait over there. You have to start the Shemoneh Esrei along the exact moment that the Chazan begins the Shemoneh Esrei, Bishava with the Chazan. So how is this going to help you to pause over there? You're not going to be Yotzei davening Tfila B'tzibur. In Dirshu footnote number 28, he brings down, Ukishalo Hischilimo and Bishavin. If you don't begin the Shemoneh Esrei when the Chazan does, he brings down from the Bir Halacha, She'ein Zet Tfila B'tzibur Gemurah. That's not called really a full, complete Tfila B'tzibur. heard Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita say that as long as you begin within the time that the Chazan is still saying the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, that is called Tzvila B'tzibur. But certainly one should try to do it at the same time that the Chazan goes and says the Shemoneh Esrei. So this is another problem if you'd stop at Sur Yisrael or by Shira Chadosha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, what you should do, Eleitza Cheresiyesh. If you want to be medactic and not to get involved in this controversy, do I not, answer Amen to Goa Yisrael, here's another Eitza. The Nochel Lasosa, and he says this is the proper thing for a person to do, to be Yotzi according to everybody. What should you do? Sheichavin L'sayim M'mashliach Tziba B'shoveh. Finish at the exact same time with the Shliach Tzibur and say Baruch Ato Hashem Ga Yisrael as the Shliach Tzibur does, and then in that situation you won't be obligated to answer Amen because his saying of the bracha and your saying of the bracha coincide, and therefore you don't have to answer Amen to your own bracha. Or alternatively, Shiasku Shemoneh Esrei Ma'at Kodem Shliach Tzibur, or go a little bit ahead of the Shliach Tzibur, and when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Ga Yisrael, you've already started Hashem Sosai Tivtoch. Dainu Apostle Hashem Sosai Tivtoch V'Gomer. The Bezeh Hamaat with this little bit Vadeleka Kpeda. That's not called not saying the Shemoneh Esrei alone with the Chazan. You're a split second ahead of him, but you're not allowed to stop. So therefore, there's no problem. The Ein Nikar Klal Hakdomah. So it doesn't look like you went ahead of him, but it's enough ahead of him that you're not allowed to answer Amen, and therefore you get around this problem. Should you or should you not answer Amen to Goa Yisrael? The issue footnote number 29 brings down a famous machlokes. He brings down the name of the Chassan Sofer, and he says, the Shliach Tzibur Yisayim Belachash Birchas Goa Yisrael. The Chassan should not say Baruch Ato Hashem Goa Yisrael out loud. This way, nobody will have to answer Amen. They won't hear him say Goa Yisrael. He should just say Baruch Ato Hashem, and then very quietly say to himself Goa Yisrael, so nobody can hear him. And Chaim Kanievsky brings down the Ishe Yisrael. This is a minog yofeh. And he adds that this, in fact, was a minog of the Chazon Ish, and this is also written down in the Sefer Darkei Chayim V'Sholom, from the minog of Munkach. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees strongly, and he says that the Shliach Tzibur should answer this out loud, and he adds, Mizeh lo hiskiru ha'achronim eitzazu. The fact that the achronim don't mention this eitzah suggests that the Chazon shouldn't do this. It's not right to do this. And in fact, Rav Shmuel Vosner Zatzal says the same thing. It's improper. What type of respect is that to the bracha? To say the bracha, bracha to Hashem, out loud, and then to say God Yisrael very quietly. And he says, and he says, nobody did such a thing. It's incorrect to do such a thing. And he brings down as well from the Sefer Emes Liyakov to the Goyen Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. And I heard as well this in the name of Rav Herschel Shechtel Shlita said this over the name of the Rav Zatzal, that one should not say Baruch Ato Hashem Ga Yisrael quietly, but should in fact say it out loud. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav writes, Achar HaShliach Tzibur, answering Amen, wrote Salomer, Im Eira Shu Gomar Kodem HaShliach Tzibur, V'lo Yisrael Adayin Shemoneh Esrei, U'min Tayim Gomar HaShliach Tzibur. That's what we're talking about over here, where the Ramah says, V'chei Noagin Lanos Achar HaShliach Tzibur. So when you finish Goal Yisrael and you're waiting for the Chazan to finish Goal Yisrael, that's when the Ramah is talking about. But certainly you don't have to wait. If you're done saying Goal Yisrael, you could start Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, even according to this Ramah, which was in fact the Eitzah, one of the Eitzahs that the Mishnah Berurah brought down as V'nochon La'Sosa. Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Tzorech Lismoch Gula L'Tvila. One should go and connect Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael to the start of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's called Smichas Gula L'Tvila. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Laman Zayin says, Ayin L'Kam in Sivim Kuf Yud Aleph. Over there in Sivim Kuf Yud Aleph, we'll talk about how important this is. And this is talking about by Shachris, as opposed to by Mincha and Mariv, where the same din doesn't apply. The Mechaber continues after he says, Tzorech Lismoch Gula L'Tvila, and he says, V'lo Yafsik L'Yach Hashem Goal Yisrael. And a person shouldn't stop after Goal Yisrael. You go right into the Shemoneh Esrei. Rak, Meiro, Ones, if some extenuating circumstances, he's under duress, Shalohi Niach Tfilin, for example, he didn't have a chance to put on Tfilin, but his Damnulo, Bein Gula, Latfilin, and now a pair of Tfilin comes to him, right when he says, Goa Yisrael, then the Mechaber writes, Meniach Oz, Vlo Yivarach, he's allowed to put it on, but don't make the bracha, Aleim, on the Tfilin, Ad Achar Shispal, until you finish the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Ches writes, V'lo Yavsik, when we said over here, do not interrupt, Afilu B'Shia, even for pausing, Ba'alma B'Neim, even for a short pause in between them, is improper. The issue footnote number 31 reminds us that the amount of time for calling a pause is the amount of time it says to stay, Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori. If a person has to go to the bathroom during that period of time, so Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, writes down that you're not allowed to daven if you have to go to the bathroom, so you'll be allowed to go to the bathroom, but don't say the Ashiyotza then, say the Ashiyotza after the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Tes explains that this interrupting between Goal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei is very severe. Huchaber me'ansa perik. It's even a stricter din than in the middle of the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma or the Shema itself. The ein lahafsik bo afilu b'nei ayira kimo b'tfila. That one is not allowed to interrupt even for fear of someone who you have fear of. Similar to the din in the Shemona Esrei. However, of course, in lo b'makom sheish chashash sakon, if there was really a question that the person is going to hurt you, so chashash of a sakon, then you're allowed to interrupt, just like you can in the Shemona Esrei. But here we're talking about somebody like a Rebbe or a parent that you're supposed to have yira from, you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt between Gal Yisrael and the start of the Shemona Esrei, and certainly not in the Shemona Esrei as well. Sivkot and Mem, the Mishnah Berurah talks about if you didn't have the tefillin, v'lo yoyochol lahamtin b'kriyas Shema, you weren't able to wait earlier, ad sheyis dami tefillin, until you brought the tefillin, Mishum Shoyim Mishari Shavir Zman Kriyashma. He was afraid he would miss his man of Kriyashma. That's why he didn't wait to say the Kriyashma with the tefillin on as you're supposed to, so you're not considered made Edu Sheker. But as we pointed out previously, if you're going to miss the Zman, so you're allowed to say Kriyashma without the tefillin on. And he says, Vuhadinim Mishari Shavir Zman Tefillin. The same thing would apply over here. He thought he was going to miss the Zman Tefillin. That's why he didn't put on his tefillin. Mispalo Bali Tefillin. You're allowed to davish Mnetzre without the tefillin on if you don't have them, if you're an onus. And then, Vatekev Kishiyavo, Achakach Liyadu Bem Sayom, Bemin. Then as soon as you get the tefillin, you can put them on. Ideally, you should daven mincha. Dirshu footnote number 32 brings down from the Sefer Machane Yisrael that if a person, for whatever the reason, couldn't put it on tefillin by shakos, he should put them on by mincha, or he could just put them on as soon as he gets them and say some sort of a mizmor. The Mishnah Berurah then asks a famous question, Sarach Ian, he's left with unclear, we have to delve into it. Misha ain lo tefillin be'es shatziba mispalin. If somebody does not have tefillin at the time that the tzibur is davening, and he'll get the tefillin afterwards, he could ask somebody from that minyan, can I borrow your tefillin afterwards? So what is better? Im tov yosef she yispalin ma tzibur she daven with the tzibur, af shehu b'li tefillin, without tefillin, and then afterwards put on the tefillin, v'achakach she'agiu at tefillin liyadu yikai mitzah tefillin v'ad, he'll just put on tefillin, but he won't be wearing the tefillin during the davening. Or is it better, umutov she'isaki v'achar tefillin as a tzibur, wait till somebody from the tzibur has finished davening, and then kidei lishol tefillin l'chaderu, you'll borrow his tefillin, and then kidei shikor kriyashma tefillin v'yispalo b'tefillin, he'll daven then wearing the tefillin, but he won't daven with tefillin b'tzibur. So which is better? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Psak of the Magen Avraham, the Mutov she is akiv achat tefillah satzibur v'yishal tefillin. Better that you should wait and daven afterwards. Better to daven with tefillin on than to daven with a minion without tefillin on. Kidei shikor kriyashma v'yispalo b'tefillin, that's a higher mitzvah. The issue footnote number 34 does bring down that the halacha is different by a talis, as we'll see in a second, and he also brings down some of the halachas, what happens if a person, Ben Eretz Yisrael, is in Chutz Laretz and Yontif Sheni, what he should do, Ayin Shom, look there for the answer. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Memalef writes, the tefillin yesh lem shaychus l'kriyashma tefillah tfei mitzitzis. He explains over here that the tefillin are more important for the davening. They're an essential part of the davening because you say, and therefore it's kilu made a dushek ralatzmo, as opposed to tzitzis, which if you have a four-cornered garment, you're obligated to wear tzitzis, as we discussed already many times. But if you don't, technically you're not mechuyev, and this is discussed a little bit more again in Dirshu footnote number 36. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Mem Beis writes, the Pri Chodesh Cholek, he disagrees with this halacha. Usrilei dekim deshor leniach tefillin bein gula letefillah, since a person is allowed to put on his tefillin between gula and tefillah, he should make the bracha there as well. That's not called the hefsek, as opposed to the opinion that we just brought down that said only put on the tefillin but don't make the bracha. And he says this is the pesach as well of the Evin HaOzer. However, the Derech HaChaim, the Chayyadim, and many other poskim, they paskin here like the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the halacha. Don't make the bracha at that point, make the bracha afterwards. Sivkot mem gimel sheyispalo, after you finish one esrei, memashmesh bem uvarach lehem, then readjust them and make the bracha then. Aval talis, the mechaber says, lo yaniach oz, you don't put on the talis then. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot mem dalad writes, yal korch chim yirtzel esate, betalis yamuchuch lamo b'shtika, b'li lahatil lahatzlu shmon esrei. To be an interruption, even though you're silent, aveshtika hefsek, v'lohutar, kim betfilin. Only if the tefillin is allowed, but not for a talis. This concludes today's shir.